Proclamation number 4356 of 28th of June, 1948. Educational tools. Admonition to love. Understand that all means have to be used if my rescue work on you is not to be in vain. I have to use ever harsher means of education and people will be affected by ever more oppressive hardship. I will grant them ever less joy of life, for it is necessary because the end is approaching. People remain apathetic in their attitude towards me, which is not for and not against me. I have to rouse them from the lethargy of spirit so that they turn in one direction. They have to feel a pressure on their will which, however, has to decide for itself. Increased joy of life does not fulfill this purpose, and therefore adversity has to approach them, and thus I am prompted by you humans yourselves to show myself as a strict God where I want to be recognized as a loving father. And yet, my love is also the reason for this means of education, for it applies to your salvation from spiritual night. You don't have much time left on earth, and if you knew your fate in the world of the beyond, you would gratefully bless the suffering I sent to you in order to win you over. But thus you grumble and complain and doubt my love and also my existence. And if you are given clarification, you reject it without thinking about it. You become bitter and don't pay attention to your fellow human beings' hardship because you only think of yourselves. Yet every act of love shown to your neighbor would ease your fate on earth. It would enlighten your thinking, let you recognize me and give you strength. But without love you will sink deeper and deeper and the end will take you by surprise. Let yourselves be warned and listen to my voice. Don't just remember your adversity but look around you and try to help where it is necessary. For only love can save you, only love will I kindle in you, then you need not fear the end, then you will be saved from eternal ruin, then you will use the short time on earth in the right way, you will receive strength and persevere despite all adversity, you will recognize me and remain faithful to me even in the last battle on this earth, you will stand firm until the end. Amen.